Hey there, sister. Welcome to Girl Out of Order, a podcast for women like me taking actual steps to more fully embrace their unique selves and stop trying to fit into someone else's mold. I'm your girl, Christine, and I am a multi-passionate entrepreneur, lawyer, and mama to my very own girl gang. I am fired up to help women transform what seems broken into the fuel they need to become the champions of their own damn lives. On Girl Out of Order, you'll find a community without comparison, a place where you can come as you are, but leave changed and inspired to never again deny a single part of your beautiful self in a quest to fit in. So if you're tired of feeling like you're too much and yet never enough, Girl Out of Order is your home. When you start believing that not fitting in is the perfect fit, contentment, vision, and joy will surely follow. So girls, if you're ready to do the brave work, come on in and let's get started. Welcome back to the Girl Out of Order podcast. I am so thankful that you have rejoined me after a brief respite last week. As you can probably already hear, my voice has not yet fully recovered, but last week I literally had zero voice. So I came back from Unleash the Power Within, and within about 4 days or so, I got pretty darn sick. And so I'm thankful that you rode the wave with me and that you have rejoined me. We are continuing on in our Who Are You Really series. We are in part four, and it is going to be a beautiful, beautiful podcast today. I have so much deep and meaningful content to share with you today. But before we dive in, I want to do a quick recap of where we are or where we come so thus far in our Who Are You Really series. So in week one, we talked about what gets measured has the best opportunity to grow, and what doesn't get measured doesn't get managed. So did you do the Wheel of Life? If you have, fantastic. If you have not, go back to part one of this series and do your Wheel of Life. Do a really honest assessment about all the different areas of your life so that you can be the most balanced wheel possible as you go into designing your beautiful life and your compelling future. So, did you do the Wheel of Life? I know I've done the Wheel of Life many times, and I'm always surprised at the changes. And sometimes I'm blown away by the progress. And then I'm very grateful to get the information from that Wheel of Life so that I can move forward and design a compelling future, because we need to live lives of intention. We don't want to live lives that are haphazard, where we are, you know, tossed to and fro with the winds of things that happen, activities, struggles, because we have been intentional and that we are measuring. And so we are therefore growing. Then in part two, we talked about having the right kind of BS, which is a fun play on, you know, the initials, but it really stands for, what kind of belief systems do you have? What empowering beliefs are you living into? And then really importantly, what disempowering beliefs are you allowing to seep into your beautiful mind and your precious heart? Because the types of BS that you have, the belief systems that you live in, is the paradigm through which you view your world. If you are living with disempowering beliefs, you are less likely to have a fulfilling life. And that should be the goal. So what kind of belief systems do you operate within, and how can you change them? We talked about the power of reframing some of those disempowering beliefs so that they can then become empowering beliefs. And if you haven't quite gotten to the point where you are living in a more empowered state, please go back and re-listen to that session and do that activity. Give yourself that beautiful gift of reframing and redesigning your belief system, because the only thing that you can control, sisters, is what goes on between your beautiful ears, and that is your mindset, your beliefs, and your beliefs will determine the quality of your beautiful life. And then the third part of our Who Are You Really series was talking about the power of decisions. If you're going to grow, you've got to go. We talked about putting on your work boots and taking action. And so where are you with the power of decisions? Are you making decisions quickly, or are you hemming and hawing and clutching your pearls and staying in a state of inaction? If you're going to design a beautiful, compelling life, and that's what we are here to do, you simply must take actions. There are actions that are XS, extra small, and there are XL actions. There's all of the range in between. Remember, sisters, and this is important for me today. Remember, this is a Come Along With Me podcast. Taking action is a struggle for, I think, a lot of people. And I am really trying to give myself grace, especially as I recover from being sick and taking 2 millimeter shifts. It's those small actions, those small decisions that you make that add up to incredible growth. So be gracious with yourself, but also push yourself to take action. And now we have arrived at our fourth part, our fourth week of Who Are You Really? And we are going to be talking about the power of the mirror. This is one of my favorite topics, because now we are into the identity clarification process. We are now working a little bit more deeper to figure out who we actually are. Who are you really, sister? And when we talk today about the power of the mirror, you are going to come away with an action plan to know who you are on a deeper and more profound level. And I'm so excited to dive into that. And before we do, one last thing, we are going to have some empowereds. Okay, the empowereds this week, again, come from the great Tony Robbins. And I know I use his words a lot, but they have just so deeply impacted me, and I can only share with you what I know. So I'm talking about the power of modeling. So Tony says, if you want to be successful in anything, find someone who has already achieved the results you want and model them. This is how you create a pathway to power and compress decades into days. So we are here today to talk about the power of the mirror, but also the power of modeling, because they go hand in hand. These concepts are complementary, and frankly, one is incomplete without the other. So if you want to be successful in anything, find somebody who has already achieved the results you want and model them. So modeling, what does modeling mean? Let's start with that. So when we're talking about modeling, it's not a complex concept. It's actually quite simple, and it's amazing how something this simple is not practiced that often. And I'm speaking for myself. So in my personal development journey over the last couple years, and it hasn't been that long that I've really been on what I would call a focused personal development journey, I have gradually begun looking for role models, looking for people who are doing what I'm doing or what I want to do. And I'm trying to model myself after those people. I do have to apologize. There may be some coughing from time to time during this podcast, but I just couldn't let another week go by without getting this Who Are You Really series going again. So I'm going to do my best, and I know you're going to give me grace, because we've all been there, right? So when I think about the power of modeling, I'm going to go back to even just the basics for me. For me, modeling my life after Jesus Christ, modeling my life after my understanding of God, like the concepts that I have learned throughout my study of the Bible, and what a life of contribution, what a life of goodness, what a life of beauty and joy and the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control that I have seen modeled in my Savior Jesus Christ. That is a great example in my own life of the power of modeling. When you are looking to design your beautiful life, it is critical that you find people that are living lives that you admire, people that you deeply respect, examples for you to aspire to, because there are always going to be people who are further along in the process than you. And so when you look at the power of modeling, proximity is power, Tony Robbins always says. So getting yourself around people that are going where you want to go, living how you want to live. That's the power of modeling. And when I say getting around people, it's not like I'm hanging out with Tony Robbins, right? But I am studying his work, and I am studying his life, and I am studying the life of Carissa Kuchis, who leads Unleash Her Power Within. I study Siri Lindley. I listen to her audiobook, and I go to her social media and I listen to Mel Robbins, because these are people that are doing life like I desire to do life, that are modeling values and virtues that I hold sacred. For example, Siri Lindley models resilience. She models unbridled joy and enthusiasm. You can hear I'm even getting excited when I talk about Siri Lindley, because Siri models gratitude as a lifestyle. And so when I'm looking to grow myself, and life should always be about growth, we're either growing or we're dying, and we're not staying stagnant. So when I'm looking to grow my life, to grow my fulfillment, to grow my impact, I'm looking for people that are doing that in their lives in ways and manners that I aspire to. And Siri Lindley is an excellent example of that. When I think of Mel Robbins, she is an excellent example of authenticity. She shows up as she is in her realness. And I admired that deeply. So I look to her as a role model. And I think of Jen Hatmaker. She's another great example for me, a role model. She is hilarious. The way that Jen Hatmaker weaves humor into her impact, into her service of other women, is something that I aspire to, because I love to freaking laugh. I love to laugh. I love to have fun. I love to make inappropriate jokes at times, to break people out of their patterns, to break myself out of negative patterns. And so I look to Jen Hatmaker in the way that she weaves humor into her service and her business as a way that I can model myself and the brand at Girl Out of Order that I am building. So hopefully that is helpful, because when you are modeling yourself after other people, it leads to behavioral changes. Remember, we talked about making decisions in the last episode in the Who Are You Really series. When you are finding role models, then it changes your behavior, because you learn that, hey, if this person is leading a life that I admire, one that I respect, one that I aspire to, what actions do they take to get a life that is a quality and a quantity that I desire? And then you take those actions. And then you model your life after those people. You see, I mentioned a number of different people, and they all have qualities that I want to integrate into who Christine is. Because this is not about Christine becoming Mel Robbins or Christine becoming Jen Hatmaker or Tony Robbins. No, no, no. Please don't misunderstand me. This is about Christine becoming the best version of herself, and knowing that to do that, there are different pieces of the way that people I admire live their lives that I want to then integrate into my life so I can grow, so that I can enhance all of the beautiful aspects of Christine Gale. Because I want to be the best Christine Gale I can be, not a mini Tony Robbins or a mini Carissa Kuchis or a mini Mel Robbins. No, no, no. That wouldn't be authentic. So who are you, sister? Who do you admire? And I am, again, I'm so sorry about the coughing. Excuse me. And it's so interesting that I keep apologizing because one of my drum beats is we don't apologize at Girl Out of Order, right? We only apologize when it's absolutely necessary. So I'm going to choose instead to reframe that and just simply say, excuse me, not I'm sorry. See what I did there? I'm modeling it for you. Oh my gosh, that was perfect. So perfect. So the power of modeling. Who do you admire? So one of the action steps I want you to take right now, you can pause me, or if you're driving, please don't do this. Write down, who do you admire? Who are the people that you want to model your life after? Because being specific and writing it down makes it real. So take the time to write down 5 to 10 different people that you admire that are role models for you. Your role model could be your mother. Your role model could be your big sister or your partner in where you work in your business. Your role model could be your daughter. Like one of my daughters, actually all of my daughters are role models for me in different ways. But I think about, I'll just use an example of my daughter, Chloe, who I just admire deeply her level of joy and her ability to bring light into a room just by simply being herself. Just by being Chloe, she brings the lights brighter. And I admire that deeply, how she finds joy in even the little things. So it doesn't have to be complicated. You just have to be intentional. So write down 5 or 10 people in your journal. Because remember, we're journalers here at Girl Out of Order. Because when we write it down, we invite it, right? What you write and you invite. So write down those people that you admire. Because when you do that, you are changed. So now that you've written down a couple role models, I want to talk about the power of the mirror. And this is the meat of this podcast today. This is the meat of part 4, the power of the mirror. The concept of mirroring is, or can be rather, can be complex, but it doesn't have to be. I want to break it down and I want to make it very simple for you. It's not just a literal idea of looking in the mirror, but it's also a metaphorical idea of looking in the mirror. So sisters, at Girl Out of Order, we are all about radically embracing who you are and how you were designed, and to stop the contortion, to stop the playing small, to stop the chiseling of your edges to fit other people's molds and expectations. But to do that, you need to look deeply in your own eyes. So we're going to talk about this on a literal and metaphorical plane. So let's start with the literal plane. And if you're watching this on YouTube, I am looking as deeply into this camera as I can, because sisters, I want you to look into my eyes and I want you to see what I see in you. Okay. And now I want you to do that for your beautiful self. I want you to get a mirror. I don't care if it's your phone and you turn on your camera, or if you open up your compact and you stare at yourself, or you look into the mirror in your bathroom or in your rearview mirror if you're driving. Well, okay, if you're driving, pull over, please. Keep forgetting that. But I want you to take just 3 minutes. This makes me emotional. You can see me crying on YouTube. Oh, it's an ugly cry. No, it's a beautiful cry. And I want you to give yourself the gift of looking into your beautiful eyes and see yourself. What does that feel like for you? I'm surprised. I'm a little taken aback, to be honest, at how quickly I became emotional. I became emotional because I think about looking into your beautiful eyes, sister. But then I became even more emotional when I'm looking into my own eyes because I am staring at myself as I record this podcast for you. We don't do this enough. We don't look into our own souls. We don't look at our beautiful faces. We don't look at our bodies. Dr. Amanda Hansen, she's known as the midlife muse. She has spoken through at Unleash Her Power Within, and I know she has touched so many of us deeply, especially those of us in our midlife season of life. And she does this mirror exercise for herself where she stands in front of her mirror naked. I'm not kidding, butt naked. And she says she does it every day. I have no reason to doubt that. And she just stares at her body from head to toe because she's all about radically accepting her body even as it ages and loving it, loving her, not it, loving her and honoring her. And I'm not asking you necessarily to do that, to stand naked in front of your mirror. But if you're so inclined, what a beautiful gift you can give yourself. But I am asking yourself, I'm asking you to give yourself the gift of 3 minutes to stare into your eyes. So literally, the power of the mirror is to see yourself. Do you see yourself, sister? Do you know yourself? Are you willing to look into your own eyes and acknowledge the beauty that you are? And I'm not talking just about physical beauty, although I see you. I know you are beautiful. I am talking about really and truly seeing into yourself. If you're going to know who you truly are, and that's what we're here to do, you need to take the time and be intentional to look into your beautiful, beautiful eyes and into your soul. So give yourself that 3 minute gift. Are you willing to do that? I'm committing to doing that. And I know it's making me emotional. I can barely get through this podcast, but there's power in that mirror, that literal mirror. There's power. So do that. Give yourself that gift because the self-awareness and self-reflection that you will get by looking into your eyes is profound. Think about this, sister. When you look into the eyes of your lover, you get pulled into him or her, right? You get pulled in. You get drawn closer. When you look into the eyes of your little baby, you feel more connected, right? So why wouldn't you do that for yourself? Why wouldn't you allow yourself to connect with your beautiful, amazing, gorgeous self? Give yourself that gift. There's power in the literal mirror. Now we're going to talk about the power of the mirror in the metaphorical sense. Okay? So on a metaphorical sense, when you hold a mirror up to yourself, okay, I'm holding my hand up on YouTube. You can see it, but it's going back to that modeling. We're going to look at those role models because you chose them for a very specific reason. And you're going to realize when you do this exercise, because yeah, there's work here. Because remember, we put our work boots on at Girl Out of Order. But everything, everybody, every role model you choose, or frankly, actually everyone you run into can become a teacher for you. But specifically with your role models, they can become reflections of you and exposing healing or inspiration. Okay. So you can look at people and you can choose to be jealous and compare yourself and then feel smaller, right? Or in the alternative, which is a much healthier, better alternative, more life-giving alternative, you can choose to look at those role models and pull out what you admire in them. So let me give you my examples as a way to help you understand how to use the power of the mirror with your role models, which is why we started with the power of modeling. My role models, and I've already talked about a few of them with Siri Lindley and Jen Hatmaker, but I've also written down great Granny Gail, who's 101. She's my grandmother-in-law. Talked about my coaches, Bessa and Corinne, and people that I serve with in Unleash Your Power Within, like Zakiel and Pam, like Sage Robbins. My daughters are also mentors to me, my sisters, Carrie and Sarah, Maya Angelou, Oprah, J.K. Rowling, and Dr. Manna Hansen that I just talked about, and even my departed mother. These are role models for me. So this is the exercise I want you to do. And I know you're going to take me up on this challenge because you're here to grow. You're not here just to have your ears tickled, right? So I want you to take just 10 minutes. Can you spare 10 minutes to really delve into the power of the mirror? Because when you do it, you will be blown away. Okay? And I would love nothing more than you to ideally do this exercise while the podcast is going on. So take 10 minutes and write down every reason you selected those role models, qualities in them that you admire. Just 10 minutes. If 10 minutes is too much for you, sister, just give me 5. Just give me 5 glorious minutes to write down every reason that you chose those role models. Because I'm going to read off this list and I just want you to use this as an inspiration, okay? Because I don't want this to become overwhelming. I want this to become empowering for you. So these are the qualities that I wrote down, and it could apply to, my mentor list, if you're on YouTube, you're seeing it's a long list of people because it's expanded every time I do this exercise. Find more and more people that I admire, more and more people that I look to as role models. So this list could apply to any of them, could apply to all of them. But I wrote down vibrant, confident, a world famous speaker, leads women to be their best selves, spiritually attuned, joyful and charismatic, creative storyteller, deep and textured, empathetic, lighthearted, generous, grace-filled, loyal, brilliant, and a brilliant actress. Oh my gosh, yes, one of them was an actress. Rose above her circumstances. I love this next one. Way more than her life on paper would dictate. Ooh, that gets me every time. Defied the odds, was first, reaches millions with real raw truth about life. Hilarious, draws others in. A brilliant businesswoman. She is brave and takes chances. She lives a life of selfless service. She's financially abundant. She handles stress so well. She sees me and runs towards me. She is clear-eyed on her mission. She's sacrificial. And I'll leave you with this last one. She steps into the hard and embraces the darkness so she can bring the light. So if you had just 5 minutes to write down all the qualities of those role models that I know you wrote down, what would you come up with? I would love nothing more than for you to pause this podcast for the greatest effect of this exercise and write these down. That is the greatest impact. It's okay if you didn't do that. It's okay if you don't want to do that. But I hope that you will do this exercise because the power of the mirror is in the last part of the exercise. So it gets me every time because I write down all these things I admire in my role models. And at the top of the page, I write my own name. That's right. The role models that you choose have qualities that are in you, sister. They are mirrors for you. You may look at them as having arrived or being too far beyond you. And oh, like, well, I could just only aspire to be a world-class speaker. Well, you know what? I am telling you right now, I am a world-class speaker. She is in me. Those qualities are in me, sister, and I will bring them out as I model myself after people that are going where I'm going, that are doing what I know I'm born to do. Because you know what? I am effervescent. I do step into the hard and embrace the darkness so that I can bring the light. Those qualities are in me now. All I need to succeed and reach my dreams is within me now. The power of the mirror lies in the fact that the qualities you admire in your role models are within your beautiful self. You just need to access them, sister. You need to enhance them and magnify them. And that's the personal growth journey you are on. Who are you really, sister? You are those qualities you admire in others. Those are in you. That's the real you at your core. So when you look into your beautiful eyes as the first step, you open up the pathway to then write all the qualities that you admire in those role models and then confidently write your name above that incredible list. Because that's the real you. That's who you are at your core. Oh, precious sister, this is you. This is me. And as we grow and as we lean into our true identities, our lives get brighter and more fulfilling, and our impact expands beyond what we could have only dreamed about. So I'll wrap it up by gently and yet slightly firmly encouraging you to do these exercises. Don't just let this Who Are You Really series fill you with head knowledge. We don't want shelf development, right? We want self-development. You want to grow. I know you do, sister. I see you. I hear it in your comments. I hear it in what you share. At Girl Out of Order, we are about growing. This is a growth minded podcast. It is a come along with me, I'm still learning podcast. So unleash the real you. That is the power of the mirror. And we're in this together forever. And I love you. And I believe in you. And we'll see you next time. So next time we are going to be talking about the power of creation. We are going to be talking about identity building blocks. It's going to be an amazing part 5 of our Who Are You Really series. So make sure you join us next time, having done all your exercises for this week. And please share this podcast wherever you listen. Share it with everybody you know. We need to get the word out so we can continue building the Girl Out of Order community. And make sure you join that Girl Out of Order community. Participate, share, because that's how we grow a community of women that are going to change this freaking world. I cannot wait to see you next time.